Hi there, and welcome to your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie. And you're the key person, and this is our prayer show. Today we do two prayer shows a month, one at the very beginning of the month, whom or what are you praying for? And then in mid-month, towards the end of the month, we have our urgent prayer requests. God, we need you now, right now. And so we take prayers in from all over the world, and you don't have to be Catholic to call in. We love to storm heaven. We are prayer warriors. We believe in the power of prayer, and we have seen many praise reports. And as a matter of fact, if you have a praise report, call it in today. So we have Matt on the phones right now, so get your prayer intentions in. I already added a bunch of prayers to the prayer book. I'll share those in a moment. I want to give the number a couple times and just invite you to call in and share what's really weighing on your heart and that's going around in your mind, and you're asking, why hasn't God responded yet? Well, maybe you need some mystical body of Christ support, right? So that's us. And we love to pray. So please call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. And like I said, we take prayers from all around the world. We'd love to hear from you by phone, because it allows us to chat a little bit and get some more details of the urgent requests and intentions that you have. But if you're unable to call us and you want to just get your prayer intention in on the prayer book for this month, then please, you can always text us. We're getting a lot of text messaging, and that's a fabulous way to communicate and stay in touch with the Take Two family. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response, then you text us your first name and your prayer intention, prayer request, and just know that message and data rates may apply. But it's super easy. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. Now, if you're able to call us, because the phone lines are open right now, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And again, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening, you are part of the Take Two family. And if you have been praying with us, if you left your prayer intention on a previous show, and you have a praise report, I'm asking you to please definitely call it in. Praise reports are much more powerful worldwide if you call in, and they can hear it right from your mouth, right to the world. This is a worldwide platform. We take this very seriously. This is an awesome opportunity for us to come together. And I really want to encourage you to take advantage of the two prayer shows a month, at the beginning of the month and then towards the middle end of the month, each and every time we do Take Two. So this is our God. We need you now. Urgent prayer requests. We really and truly, God, need you now to show up now for all of us. So if you have something that you have been praying just like that, you're sharing with God, and then right at the end of your prayer, you're saying, God, where are you? I need you. This is the show. We take it very seriously. We're going to go to Lisa first. Lisa is ready to go, and she's from Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to our prayer show.
Hi, good afternoon. It's great to get on here and talk, and I'm really in need of prayer. I have lots of responsibilities. My brother is battling courageously cancer. I'm trying to navigate his care. I recently buried my mother, my dearly beloved mother. Another brother passed tragically from addiction, and I'm responsible for another brother with disabilities, and I'm seeking employment in order to be able to provide for my family, but I need flexibility for all these doctor's appointments, and I'm just really at the end of my wits in housing, established housing, so there's a lot happening.
And then there's employment needs too, Lisa?
Yes, because I can't, I need flexibility. Every time I'm on interviews, I need flexibility for my brother's appointments, because I'm the next of kin. There's nobody left. And he's so overwhelmed with all this cancer and just the diagnosis. And he recently had liver surgery. They went in to remove two cancerous tumors, and they found three. And it's really, I left him in the rehab until I can get him situated back at the apartment that he's going to lose anyways. So it's,
right. Okay.
It's really been challenging.
Sure. Okay. So Lisa, I got everybody, your whole family, all the, all the employment needs and so the scheduling and everything for you to be able to do all this, to be responsible for all this. I've got that all in the prayer book. If you feel comfortable, you are welcome to give us any first names if you want us to pray specifically. But honestly, God knows who your brothers are. So you don't have to worry about that because God knows everything. But Lisa, I also put in the book, I just want to get your permission. We are going to storm heaven to protect you and to strengthen you and to keep you safe and well. Is that okay?
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay, good. Well, we've got it covered. So whatever, anything else you want to share, I've got you in, you're right there at the top of the prayer book for this month. So
thank you. And I would like to share my brother's name.
Sure.
If I possibly could. Mm-hmm. It's really a really sad situation. It's John Patrick and Joseph James. Mm-hmm. And they're really in a bad way.
Okay. Joseph James, got it. Okay, well, we are going to start. We're going to go, obviously, we go to Our Lady because it's the month of Mary. We also go to St. Joseph, so that'll help you out tremendously with the employment, make sure the scheduling is there. So we do go to the Holy Family. We take it very seriously, adoration, mass, rosaries, chaplets. I mean, we go round the clock. So Lisa, just be assured of our prayers, okay?
Amen. And I'm on my way into noontime mass right now, and I'm parked in front of Mother Mary.
Good. There you go. There you go. Well, tell her we said hello and we love her. And please take the Take Two family intentions with you as well.
Amen. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, Lisa. Keep us posted. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Okay, we are going to hit the pause button and take our first break. When I come back, we'll get to Rachel, who's up next. And I believe Rachel may have a praise report. This is very exciting. We've got folks already praying for Lisa and her brothers and her family situation. This is huge. The Take Two family jumps into action. I love the way how fast you guys work. This is our urgent prayer request show. If you have something you want us to pray for, you have needs that you really want God to show up quickly, please call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. I'm Debbie Giorgiani. Jerry Usher will be back tomorrow. This is your show, Take Two, going strong for almost 10 years because of the big, big, growing Take Two family. So call in and let's storm heaven together. I'll be right back. God, we need you now. This is our prayer show, second one of the month, and we'll have another one at the beginning of June. But it's important that we make the most of this hour, and we've got calls coming in and messages coming in from around the country. That's great. Rachel, you're going to be up next with a praise report. We're very excited about that, but let me get this information out to the Take Two family. EWTN has its own official YouTube channel with tens of thousands of videos covering just about every conceivable topic of interest to Catholics, and best of all, it's free. Every day, EWTN adds new radio and TV shows, live events, devotionals, homilies, and specials to its YouTube channel. When you go to YouTube, just search EWTN. Very convenient. It's wonderful. I pretty much live on YouTube. I just love it because I agree that the videos come in very quickly and it's new content and it's wonderful. Okay, whom or what are you praying for is our first prayer show of the month. That'll be at the beginning of each month. Towards the end, we do an urgent, very urgent prayer request show, and that is where we really kind of pick up the pace a bit in our prayers. We turn up the volume and we really go strong to try and get heaven's attention. So if you have a request, please call it in. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. And I have a lot of prayer requests that came in early this week, one of them being on Monday. The husband of Toya Hall, the founder of Guadalupe Radio Network, Patrick Hall, passed away. And so for the repose of the soul of Patrick Hall and for the comfort to the family, the funeral is this Saturday. And so he will very much be missed. It's it's heaven's gain, so that's a good thing, but it's, you know, it's our loss, and death is hard. It's very hard, but it's how we handle it and what and how we become eternity minded that is the key to getting through so much of this. And Patrick was very blessed to live a very beautiful life. And so we prayers go out to the Hall family and all of the Guadalupe Radio Network listeners that have traveled for over 25 years with the Hall family. So it's a beautiful thing. Family is beautiful. Okay, let's go to Rachel, who's going to talk about her family, and she's in Colorado on Sirius XM 130. Boy, Rachel, I'm on the edge of my seat. I already see the comments here. We got a praise report, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Tell me.
So right before Easter, I called you because I was just despondent because my daughter has not spoken to my husband for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. And you, when I called, I told you that, and you said I need to fast and almsgiving. So mm-hmm. I did do that and prayed the surrender novena. And the seventh day of my surrender novena, you know, that evening my daughter contacted me, and she said, I'm ready to speak to Dan. I want to come home.
Wow. Oh, my God.
It was great. So she came home, and it was good because and birthdays, Christmases, all events, she was not there. Mm. And she took my grandson, you know. It was the same thing. It was distance, but she came back home. And praise God.
Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, our blessed mother. Yes.
But I really want you to pray for her because it seems that she's needs protection somehow. She recently, just a week, 2 weeks ago, someone came to her door with a knife, and ooh, she didn't answer the door. Thank goodness. But she's, you know, they saw that someone was out there, and she's always sick, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have a job now. So mm-hmm. I need mm-hmm. prayers for her. You know?
Okay, is
I
she...
I will pray Mary and do or not.
Yes. I was just going to say, right, well, here's what you want to do, Rachel. Is she open to wearing a miraculous medal?
She's wearing one.
She does wear one. Okay.
She
all right.
Does.
Well,
uh-huh.
Okay, good. Yeah. And then how about getting her a St. Benedict medal or cross?
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, go to your parish gift store and get and have it blessed, and then have her carry it. Also, ask her to start if you could cut out Psalm 91 for her. Psalm 91, God's protection. Okay, that's where right in the middle of the psalm is the angels are there to guard you and guide you. Ask her to start leaning on and meditating on Psalm 91 for protection. She wants to engage her angel. Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is huge, Rachel. I burst into tears. I was praising God. I was just saying, thank you, God. Thank you. As you were speaking, because I saw the comments coming in that there's a reconciliation, and how beautiful is that? You know, all of heaven is rejoicing in that, I believe. Rachel, this is awesome. Thank you for sharing with us.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. Okay. God bless you. Beautiful praise report. Okay. Let's hear what Marie has to say in Glendale, Arizona on Sirius XM 130. Marie, take it away.
Oh, hi, Debbie. I have a problem. I had lost the key to my church about 3 weeks ago. I have them very organized. I had my keys lined up, my house key, my church key in the garage open. All right. I have a little shelf. It was there Monday night. On Tuesday, about 3 weeks ago, it disappeared. I've been praying to St. Jude, St. Anthony, Mother of the Impossible. So far, it hasn't shown up. I need some help with that.
Okay.
And also, I'm still praying for the conversion of my daughter, that she come back to church and peace in our church.
You got it. You got it. Now, is there the key to the church? There's not any type of keychain on it that says that.
They have a keychain with a St. Jude medal on it.
Okay. All right. Well, we will continue
I've been hunting. I've been turning furniture upside down, turning my whole house upside down. And it just like disappeared over the face of the earth because it was there on Monday night. I know I put it there, and by Tuesday morning it was gone about 3 weeks ago. And I never had so long. St. Anthony never took so long to answer me in my life. I lose a lot of stuff, unfortunately.
Right. Well, we all do. Did you check in the car, Marie? Have you checked the car?
I don't have a car.
Okay.
I don't drive.
Okay. So you don't have to check that in, but you've gone through like your purse and everything and all that. You've done all that, right?
every conceivable. I even checked my refrigerator, which is stupid because, you know, but every conceivable place you could think of, you know.
Yeah, that's not stupid. I've actually heard of people leaving their keys just by accident in the refrigerator. That's not that. Yeah. Okay. So we will continue to pray that the church keys are found, and then also for your daughter, absolutely, and for family and all friends that are away from the church. That is a number one prayer intention. So we take that on seriously, and we pray that round the clock, actually, because that's the biggest prayer intention of the Take Two family. So Marie, we got you covered. Okay.
I tell her I'm not long. I'm pretty old. My end is probably going to be in the next few years. I tell her when I get to heaven, I'm going to pull strings and pull her back.
There you go. There you go. You know, my mother used to say that. My mother said, when I get to, if I'm lucky enough to get to heaven, I'm going to be bugging God like crazy to bring everybody back. So I think that's a good thing to be thinking about, Marie. But you got a lot more time here with us on Earth. So let's keep going and find those keys. Okay.
Yeah, thank you very much, Debbie, and God bless you, and thank you for all you do.
Aw, thank you, Marie. Right back at you. Thank you so much. Stay well. Okay, we're going to go to Carrie in Louisiana, and Carrie's on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Hi, go right ahead.
Okay, I am calling about my husband, Jay, and Jay has many health challenges. He has had multiple sclerosis for over 20 years, but last year was also diagnosed with myasthenia gravis.
Mm.
And so that has affected him a great deal. So we've traveled to Mayo Clinic and gotten advice and medical treatment and started on some new medications. And I'm praying for those medicines to help for my husband, Jay.
Mm-hmm.
And also that my sons would return to church.
Okay, so your sons are away. See, like I said, number one prayer intention. Let me ask you a question. Are you the primary caregiver for your husband?
I am. I am retired, and I'm thankful that you know I am able to retire to take care of him.
Sure, sure. How are you doing? Be really honest with us, because we want to pray for you.
Well, you know, there are challenges there. It's a 24/7 job, and we're thankful for the improvements that he's had. If he could just get his vision where it wasn't double so much of the time, that would, you know, and a little bit of strength, that would help so much.
Well, yeah, but you've got to stay strong. You've got to stay well in order for you to caregive, but also for you to survive and thrive, right? You don't want to have this bring you down, right?
Ma'am, it's definitely something to keep in mind. Caregiver fatigue and burnout is a real thing, so
definitely
some challenges.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I've said this before, but this is a perfect time for me to just remind our Take Two family. There's a dear friend of ours and friend of Take Two's, Michelle Johnson, who wrote a book about her story about her husband, Stu. It's a true life, real life story, Walking the Way of the Cross for Caregivers, how to cope practically, emotionally, and spiritually when a loved one has a serious illness. It's a phenomenal book, and I recommend it to all caregivers. Just go to EWTNRC.com, but it'll really help you walk through the stages so that you can protect your own well-being, your own health, also care for your loved one, and also have a very strong spiritual experience through the process. So I just wanted to remind everybody, Carrie, for you and for also everybody listening, because it seems like we got a lot of caregiving calls coming in today. So a lot of people are in the same position you're in. But Carrie, I want to promise you something. Be assured of our prayers for your husband, Jay, for your sons, but we will definitely focus on you. So you be feeling those prayers from us, okay?
Thank you so much, and y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. God bless you. Be safe. Okay, Carolyn is up next in Central California on the EWTN app. Hi, Carolyn. Welcome to our Urgent Prayer Request Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. A couple of requests for prayers for continued healing for our marriage, my husband and I. We've been married 48 years, and there was infidelity last year. So We're working on our marriage, and so, but the devil wants to destroy us. So I really feel like he's using me, because instantly my husband was remorseful and extremely sorry and came back to the Lord, I mean, instantly. And he's been walking with the Lord and going back to church and mass with me. But he's working on me because of all the repercussions of this. And so I ask for protection for both of us, for our marriage. And also for, you know, we've been looking to move, but don't kind of know where to. And I'm the one who's needing actually to be moved out of this environment because it was a person from across the street who's been here for 20 years, a friend. And so I just moving and leaving out of the area, but don't kind of know where because we're older and we don't want to. We have to leave our family who lives in the area, and financially, you know, we only have so much to work with. We own our own home, but that's been kind of difficult. And so if it's God's will, because he is giving me strength somehow at times to endure, right. So I don't know what God's will is. So of course, in all of this, I want God's will. And just for like, there was kind of evil, you know, that happened, you know, in the house and in the garage. And so that, I just don't know if there's remnants of the evil one lurking. I don't know. Like I said, I really feel like he's working on me big time. So so for those prayers, just like storm heaven, and I've been storming heaven by praying for God's will for this, because he has certainly taught me about true forgiveness when it's been extremely hard. I've never had to deal with this kind of forgiveness. So, yeah. So that's,
Right. Okay. So you don't need me to tell you this, but I will, only because we have a lot of people that are listening who could be in the same situation as yourself. To have that broken trust, that betrayal happen, and you're right, it's a really strong lesson in forgiveness and a growth a period for you. But I will tell you, you know, if you get through this and you hold on to your 48-year marriage and you rebuild and you start again and you have a new chapters, new fresh clean chapters in your life going forward spiritually, in my opinion, Carolyn, you've knitted a pretty big ornate crown for yourself, because that's a big thing to do. That's huge. So be thinking for all of eternity. This is much bigger than what we deal with here on earth, right? I know 48 years is a lot of years, but eternity is forever, right? So it's a big thing. But we are going to pray for all of the intentions, and we are going to, I'm going to take this on if I have your permission. I want a new beginning for you and your husband, okay? It's to rebuild, take it slowly. Be kind to yourself though, Carolyn. It's hard. It's very hard to forgive in this case, because when you're so certain that this will never happen in a marriage, and you've gone a long time like you have with 48 years, and then it happens, it really hits you in the heart hard. So take care of yourself. And let's look at this as a new adventure for you and your husband, a fresh start, and to rebuild properly and spiritually, and let's see where the Lord takes it. What do you say?
Yes. Okay. Yes, definitely. And thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate your prayers.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much. Absolutely. You stay strong and stay well. And yes, and the Take Two family's already praying. The messages are flying in pretty fast. So you got a lot of prayer around you, Carolyn. Okay. Awesome. Great show of trust in God that everybody is calling in with their prayer intentions and requests. When I come back, Marianne, you're going to be next, and then the others in the order that they came in. So please be dialing. We have a like an on-deck circle. So the number is 833-288-3986. God, we need you right now. Okay, back to the phones we shall go. If you have something you want to really get heaven's attention for, please call this number, 833-288-EWTN. That's how you can remember it, 833-288-3986. As promised, we're going to Marianne in Duluth, Minnesota, on our friends at Real Presence Radio. Hi, Marianne. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You go right ahead.
Let me first say that Rachel gives me quite a bit of hope when I hear her story, and this is such an urgent prayer, request, I'm sorry. I am the mother and a legal guardian of my adult son, David. We live in Duluth, Minnesota. He is severely schizophrenic, developmentally delayed, which means he's mildly retarded, and he's addicted, and he walked away from his group home 3 months ago. He's living on the street. We've gone through the court system. His psychiatric nurse practitioner's petition to get emergency hold. Law enforcement refuses to pick him up, to take him to the hospital for an evaluation. We petitioned the court to do an order for cause. They've ignored it. And I've got wonderful Christian psychiatric nurse practitioner, psychiatric caseworker, caddy caseworker, and none of us can get through this. It's a real spiritual battle. Then on top of it, because I've advocated so fiercely for my son, I've done it state, local, and federal. Now they're trying to remove the guardianship.
Oh. How old is your son, Marianne?
He's 44. He was born a preemie. And it's been a spiritual battle from day one. Actually, when I delivered David, they wanted me to abort him at 32 weeks, if you can believe that.
That just breaks my heart. It must be so hard on you as David's mom, because it's feeling like you're not getting that support you need to just make sure your son is safe.
Yes, and I'm very prayerful. My husband's very prayerful. We're practicing Catholics. I pray the rosary every day, Divine Mercy Chaplet. Yesterday I did a 9-hour novena to the Litany of Saints. I do novenas all the time for everybody. And I don't want to give up hope, because there are some doors that have opened up for us. But the right people, it just doesn't seem like they appreciate life.
Mm. Well, we know that in general, the world doesn't really value life at the level that we do, right, as Catholic Christians. But, you know, I do believe in that. You said you have a lot of Christians around you that are praying with you, and that's good. And now you've just opened it up to a global audience. So we are going to definitely storm heaven that you get the resources and the help, and everybody is in alignment with you and what you want for the safety and welfare of your son. I say we go to the angels, Marianne. We got to ask the angels to help us, because clearly, if you're going to get those closed doors by different organizations that they say they're not going to check on them or not going to pick them up or do whatever, we got to go to the angels. So we go to the next level of network that is working on our behalf, and that is the angels that minister to us here on earth. So we're gonna go to the angels, and let's see what kind of movement we get that. Hopefully you'll get some of the help you need to just make you feel more secure, Marianne, because this has got to be really, and we're praying for you to keep you strong and healthy.
And also my husband too, because I don't wish this upon anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And this is statewide that they're withholding services from our very disabled. So if your audience could also pray for other families too, because
yes.
I'm not the only one going through this.
Okay. Okay, absolutely. We've got this. Keep us posted, Marianne, because once we engage the angels and ask the angels respectfully privileged to be able to have the angels ministering to us, and we go to them and know that they have a mission given by God himself. And your son David has his guardian angel beside him. So this is what I'm saying. We go to the angels because that whole network is working. Okay, and so we ask our guardian angels to go to David's guardian angel so we can get some movement here. And the guardian angels of those that are in charge and authority that are going to make the decisions for David. So Marianne, let's go to that level of the angelic realm and see if we can get some movement, okay?
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much. You're a great mom. Okay, Kathy's up next from New York. Kathy's on Station of the Cross. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, thank you for taking my call, Debbie. Mm-hmm. My daughter called me the other day, and her two of the children now have been woken up in the middle of the night, same two children, there's three in the house, like terrified. Very odd. They normally both all sleep through the night, no problem. But this is the second time this has occurred. Neither of them can tell why they're scared, just all of a sudden, just overwhelming fear. And there are two different bedrooms. Mm-hmm. My daughter was sitting in her living room last Friday night, and she felt a rush of cold air on the back of her neck. She mm-hmm. said it wasn't like a cold draft. It was just cold air mm-hmm. just went by and it was done. So I'm very concerned that they may have an entity in that house that shouldn't be in the house.
Okay.
And so I'm asking for prayers of protection for all.
Okay. So hold on, Kathy. I got to get some details here because this is, I've actually heard of this story before, so I want to get some details. How old are the grandkids, real quickly?
The ones that it's occurring to is the 5 and 8.
Okay, 5 and 8 year olds. Okay, and then the parents, are they practicing Catholics in good standing?
No, they're not.
Okay, there's a problem right there, Kathy. What have they introduced into the home that possibly could cause this kind of unrest or agitation in the home? Is there anything they're watching on TV? Are they practicing anything, or have they introduced anything foreign to the home that they don't know the source of it?
I don't believe so. I don't know that. I don't live with them. My daughter, I do believe my daughter is on the teetering to return to the Catholic Church.
Mm, okay.
They go to a Christian church, not every week, but pretty fairly regularly.
Mm-hmm.
She is praying with the kids at night, saying nightly prayers. I believe that's happening now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going up there Friday, and I'm bringing St. Benedict door hangers for the bedroom and crucifixes for the bedroom.
Okay, and bring some.
And they'll all be blessed.
Okay, and bring some holy water. Okay, bring some holy water, Kathy.
I have holy water up there, and I have blessed candles up there.
Okay, good. And your daughter is open to all of that, right? All of the sacramentals. She's open to all that.
Yes, she called me about this, and she said, "Would you please come in and bless the house when you come Friday?" And then she told me what was happening, and I'm like, yep, definitely. So.
Okay. And then also, Kathy, do me a favor if you can. Ask your daughter if she's open to a house blessing by a priest. Okay, so maybe you can arrange that and get that to happen. Also, too, advise your daughter that, she really wants to make sure she doesn't, sever her relationship with God by any of her actions or any of her if how they're living their life, how they're raising their family. She wants to make sure if she has this Christian household, right? And if they're going to a non-denominational church, they should be going there regularly, practicing and stuff. But if she's coming back into the Catholic faith, is phenomenal. Okay. And so encourage her to really look into her Catholic faith again and start aligning her life to what we believe as Catholics. That's very important. Okay. In order to get the most blessings and graces to help in protection and for her family. Now, your faith what you bring to the table, and if she's open to it, that has merit, that has authority, that's good. But really, it's ultimately her and her husband has the authority over that dwelling place, right? So we need to get them in right place with God. Okay, so this is, there's multiple steps to this. And then we have to, and what I would do, Kathy, is go through the house and ask them, you know, was anything brought in? Did you watch anything? Have you been consuming anything, bringing any, I don't know, artwork in that you don't know where it came from? If any of that is, if they say yes, you know, this, we just bought this at a street fair, okay, and it looks kind of, you know, edgy or sketchy to you, Kathy, get rid of it. Crush it, break it, get rid of it. Don't just throw it in the garbage, but get rid of it, break it. So you don't want somebody else to get it, especially if it has any entities linked to it. But sacramentals are very powerful, but I also would call in a priest if you can, okay?
Okay, absolutely. And if you could pray for my grandson to be baptized, I'd really appreciate that as well.
Absolutely. He's going to be baptized in the Catholic faith?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
That's what I'm praying for.
Okay, perfect. Yep. Okay, good. All right, so keep us posted, Kathy, and if there's anything more you need to ask or share, you know, also, too, if you wanted to get from a religious demonologist standpoint, Adam Bly, feel free to call in on the spirit world. You can even call in this weekend. We have open phone lines. It's 10 a.m. Central, 11 a.m. Eastern, but if you need to ask him a question, and he can go into more depth, okay?
Okay, very good. Thanks so very much.
Okay, be safe, Kathy. Keep us posted. Okay. Okay, thank you. Mary's up next in Indianapolis, Indiana, on Sirius XM 130. Mary, take it away.
Hi, Debbie. I just want to ask, wait, hang on, maybe I need to do something here. Okay. Are you there?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly. Go ahead.
Okay. I just am calling to ask prayers for my sister and her family. She's perfect, you know, basically healthy woman. And in February, she fell and had a stroke and laid for several hours before anybody found her. She has been through several different facilities. And now, she has no support, really, from her husband and some support from her son, but not much. And so it's just been a mess. And then she's... her body from the stroke, et cetera, her body is, you know, it's not functioning well, but her mind still is functioning quite well. Mm-hmm. And so now she's in a nursing home and possibly forever. And she's having a really difficult time adjusting to this. Her husband is, you know, living in another state, and she's just at her wit's end. She doesn't feel God. She doesn't know, can't say that she knows that God's present. She can't. She's just distraught. So I'm I don't know whether this place is the place that will be her forever home. I don't know anything. I just know that she needs prayers. Her husband needs prayers. Mm-hmm. Her son needs prayers. That's why I'm calling.
Absolutely. And this is your sister?
Is my sister.
Okay. So we will pray for your sister. It sounds like she feels very alone and somewhat abandoned, and now she's got this situation. Yeah. Okay. So here's what we need to do, Mary. We've got to create a support system around her, a prayer support around her. Well, you've got that, Mary, because you just announced it to a worldwide audience. So you've got the prayer support, but we need to get actual support around her. It sounds like you're there for her, and you're helping her and supporting her and trying to get the word out. I would continue to grow that support system around your sister as best you can with friends and family members, even extended family members, and see if you can really reach her husband, help her husband, but also make her husband aware that she is really struggling. Now, here's the thing. Let your sister know that we are going to God. We are going to God for her. So she needs to go to God, even if she finds it difficult. Okay, because God, believe it or not, God's God is not the one who made this happen. These are choices of people choosing to do whatever they do for care, or where to put somebody, or how to take care of a loved one. These are all choices that we make, and God's not going to infringe on our free will. So God's not responsible for the outcome of this, but God is in charge and he is in control. So even if she finds it difficult and doesn't feel God close to her, God is still there. And we go to God to help to move hearts and move souls in the right direction, so your sister gets the care, comfort, and support that she needs. So if you could just let her know, Mary, let your sister know, we're going to God, so that people change the way they respond to her, so she does feel that love. What do you say?
I say that's the plan. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. But please let her know, so because she may.
I will. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, and then keep us posted, and we're going to pray for her husband too and the family, because no one should feel abandoned and kind of pushed aside, especially when something happens like a stroke or some illness. It's very hard on the person. And I would really, to speak to the whole world on this, please be very careful when your loved one, something happens to your loved one. They need love and care more than ever at that moment. So Mary, we're with you in prayer. Definitely. I take this particular situation very seriously because it hits very near to home to me. Okay, Mary, thank you. And we're praying for you too. I put your intentions in the book too. Okay, we're going to go to Chris in just a moment. Let me just share with our listeners, Fire on the Earth. It's Monday through Friday morning, 5:15 Eastern Time. Peter Herbeck provides a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Peter's insights will help Catholics acquire the tools they need to do their part in the new evangelization. By the way, I love Peter Herbeck. I think he does a fabulous job. Just saying. I have always followed him. I think he does a wonderful work for all of us. Okay, Chris is up next, San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Chris. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Miss Debbie. Thanks so much for taking my call. I really do appreciate it. And I wanted to just offer up to the prayer warriors out there, really a prayer for my wife and some kind of undiagnosed health issues, predominantly dealing with some neurological issues as well as her back. And she has been such a spiritual leader in her family and just a very faithful convert really to Catholicism and just growing in her faith and really just embracing that. And so she's been super, you know, faithful and spiritual. And I just wanted to call today. I felt convicted to call on her behalf, and she looks up to you as kind of a spiritual mentor and through her conversion and through her continual growth as a Catholic. And so I just felt compelled to call today and just offer her up in prayer and all the undiagnosed health issues that she's been having this day.
Wow, Chris, you are an amazing husband. That is beautiful. And I hope that everybody that's listening could feel the same thing that I felt about the absolute honoring of a spouse that you just did with your wife. For you to call in and get it to the world, that means you care. You care about your family. That is beautiful, Chris. I don't want to put you on the spot, but it only if you feel comfortable. Do you want to give us her first name, or do you want me to protect her identity? Whatever you want to do.
Sure. Her name is Jessica.
Jessica.
And yes, ma'am.
Okay. And there's children. We have children.
We do. We have three boys, 15, 12, and 8. And they're three wonderful young men. And again, she's just been helping as a spiritual leader to continue their growth, right, in our Catholic faith. And I'm a cradle Catholic, and she's even brought me closer to the faith by introducing, you know, myself to you and to, you know, Adam Bly and all the GRN network. She's been volunteering here locally at our GRN, and nice. So she's super active and involved in our community, and you see the such a spiritual kind of growth and support that she has for others, and she will be the last person to ask for help for herself. Mm-hmm. And that's why, again, I just wanted to call and mm-hmm. ask for prayers for her, because she I know she's hurting, and I know physically she's hurting in that respect. And so I'm just asking for God's blessing and healing for her and in her life. That's it, Miss Debbie.
Absolutely. And you've got the prayers. Be assured of our prayers. Okay, now, Chris, this is a stretch, but just hear me out and put this in the back of your mind as things unfold, okay? I've heard actually this story before in the past, and that's why I asked the children. And when you said the three sons, it just clicked right in my head. If any of your sons are considering a vocation to the priesthood, okay, don't be surprised if this is linked.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so here's what we want to do. If it's linked somehow that Jessica's going through this for some preparation, I could feel the Holy Spirit, Chris. Okay, or there's something happening with a vocation in your family. Okay, what we do is we stay strong in prayer. We very much protect Jessica with a lot of prayer around her. Make sure that Jessica, I'm sure she is, because it sounds like you're very involved at Guadalupe Radio Network. Make sure Jessica is wearing a Miraculous Blessed medal and also a St. Benedict medal. Have her have the sacramentals around her. We work through this and we let it unfold. I've seen this before, Chris. So just keep this in your mind as it plays out.
I certainly will, Miss Debbie. Thank you.
Oh no, thank you, and thank Jessica. She's a strong lady. You got a good wife there.
I know. I'm blessed. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
we're actually going to come see you guys in Dallas in July sometime for the GRN. Yes, ma'am. So we're looking forward to seeing you. And thanks so much for taking my call today, Miss Debbie.
Absolutely. Well, make sure you come up to our table, Adam Bly, and we will have a table. My husband Marty's coming. That's in Plano, Texas, and everyone can. It's a free event. About 2,000 of our closest friends will be there for the 25th anniversary. It's July 19th, and you can register at grnonline.com. Thanks, Chris. I can't wait to meet you and Jessica. That's awesome. Hope maybe the boys will be there as well. Okay, we're going to get to Naomi. Naomi's also in Texas on Alexa. Hi, Naomi. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you. Well, I am calling as a praise report for sure, thanking Jesus so very much. There was a lot of God work in all this for sure, but I'm going to try to make it as quick as possible. So we moved back to Texas about a year and a half ago to help take care of my parents. Both my parents have been ill. Sadly, they both passed away in January.
Mm.
So after they passed away, I prayed for miracles, thinking it was them staying alive, but God showed me other beautiful miracles. God's will for other beautiful miracles we saw through it. So then I started feeling really sick, and then one day I thought I might have had a blood clot, so I went to the hospital, and they said I don't have a blood clot, but they're concerned for something else. And it came to find out I was diagnosed with what my friends who have been through it call the terrible sea monster. So they told me I had lymphoma.
Mm.
So then I started asking for prayer warriors. Oh, and in addition to this, I started going to daily mass on the beginning of the school year because my son started Catholic school here. My youngest, not three, I have five. Anyway, so thank God for daily mass. Thank God for prayer warriors. My initial reaction was, kind of sad about it all. But then with so many prayer words and daily mass, I started saying, okay, God has a purpose in all this.
Mm-hmm.
So then I went for my first doctor appointment, and it didn't sound too good, with what the doctor was saying. So I just kept on giving it to God. So then last week when I had to get a bone marrow, after that, it didn't go too well. But then the evil one was keeping me from daily mass and trying to not have me go. Well, then one day I was going to say, well, but if I eat the bread, then I'm going to break my fast. And my husband's like, all you have to do is touch, a little bit. And I said, wait a minute, this is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. What am I talking about? Get up and go. So I went to daily mass, and I, asked for forgiveness. I had gone to confession anyway. So as I was walking up to receive Jesus, I felt in my heart, I said, Jesus, all I have to do is touch the tassel of your cloak, and if it's your will, I will be healed. And I said, we have literally you, body, blood, soul, and divinity. As soon as I said that, I felt in my heart and soul that he said, my child, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. As soon as I walked up, I knelt down on my knees like this beautiful priest has this
option will be one in kneel. And I got on my knees and I thanked him and received him. And so I had my PET scan Saturday, still concerned. Then yesterday I had the call of how everything was going to go. I had then surrendered to God. I said, God, you know, I was already saying, okay, God, I met these beautiful women that have gone
through it. Naomi, got to go quick. We need the end of the story. You hear the music. Okay.
So the end of the story is Jesus, it's not that bad. It is.
Praise be to God.
It's a lymphoma that can be treatable, and it's I could live all my life and not even be affected by it. But the moral of the story is Jesus is truly present. As we know, body, but soul, divinity. So go eat more Jesus.
Amen. So. Naomi, praise God. That is wonderful. What a great way to end this broadcast today. Thank you so very much for sharing with us. Andrea, you need prayers because you guys are exhausted with the care of your husband. We are praying. Peggy, for your daughters in South Carolina, we are praying, and the others as well. You guys did a great job. Now let's continue the prayers, adoration, rosary, mass. Thank you to the show team. Thank you to the affiliates. We'll be back tomorrow with another great broadcast. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.